Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. And I'm so excited about this new trend in marketing, and everybody needs to jump on this train. Forever, we have used data that we had on our prospects, on our customers, on people visiting our websites. Whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer, you would use the data. You would target people. You would send them certain things based on what you knew about them. But up until now, we never actually told our prospects, our customers, when we were marketing to them, the data that we had. And this is the big change. It's basically being honest and being transparent. And it works because that's what we want to do. We want to connect with brands. We want to feel connected to them, their authenticity, their realness. Again, it doesn't matter if you're a boring business brand or a consumer brand. So what do I mean by this? All right, so we ran 30 email campaigns as tests. And the test was, we wanted to see, okay, the data that we had on these people, if they visited a certain website page, if they clicked on something, right? If they signed up for something, instead of just sending them communications because we knew that they did the thing, we told them that they did the thing. And when we told them that they did the thing, we saw a 35% higher average conversion rate on the offers. So what does this mean exactly? So let's talk, for example, if you were sending out emails, you would have subject lines like this. Saw you on our pricing page. Here's a bonus, right? Looking at pricing, this might sweeten the deal. Or maybe they were going to register for something. You almost saved your spot. Want us to hold it? Or maybe they were about to buy something. You were close. This might help you decide. This really all started with abandoned carts, right? You would go and you would put something in your consumer abandoned in your cart, and then you wouldn't buy it. And then you get that email saying, hey, you left this in your cart. That was where this all grew out of. But now the abandoned cart is just one small piece of this idea of telling people the data that you have on them. If somebody is on your pricing page and they're looking there and they're checking it out, and then they don't buy the thing, subscribe for the thing, do the thing, and then you send them an email and that subject line says, we saw you on our pricing page, as opposed to just send them another email that has the pricing information, you're now telling them, you're being upfront and saying, we saw what you were doing, okay? And here's this thing for you. Now, does that feel creepy? Maybe to a small number of people, it feels creepy. Fine. But the conversion rates tell the truth, okay? We like people being direct now. We like brands being direct. We like feeling like we are connecting. And enough of the games, enough of the games. So when you actually tell people what you know about them, it is crushing it. And it's a mindset shift. And it's not just in your subject lines. You could do this all over the place and it does so well. I'll give you another great example. Pop-ups on websites. Oh, I hate pop-ups. They're so annoying. I don't care, again, if you're a business or a consumer marketer, the boring brand, cool brand, doesn't matter. Pop-ups do great. But one specific kind of pop-up that is specific to this idea of being upfront and honest and direct and telling people what you know about them is a timed pop-up on specific pages. Okay. So let's say you're back on that pricing page, whatever it is. You have a pop-up that says something like this. And you could do this on any platform. It's so easy. You go ahead and you investigate the platform you're on. Every platform allows you to do this. You could do a time pop-up that says, you've spent 90 seconds on pricing. You want us to walk you through with a real person? You pop that up. Okay. You acknowledge what they are doing, the time they're spending on that page. They could be shopping for women's clothing. They could be looking at a new SaaS product. Doesn't matter. That real-time personalization gives the person that nudge. Timed pop-ups, okay? Timed pop-ups personalized to the page the person is on generate a 22% average click-through rate, according to World Data Research. That is a click-through rate because you are telling the person, you're seeing them, okay? You're telling them what you know about them, and it's working. You could do this other areas. Let's say you have a chatbot on your site. You could do a triggered chatbot where you are putting something in the chat after they've been on a particular page for a certain amount of time. hey, we notice you're comparing our pricing. You want us to help break that down? You can use your chatbot as a pop-up, basically. And then other simple ways, right? So on your confirmation page, right? Someone now bought something, they subscribed to something, they did something, and now they get to that thank you page. And now you could say something like this: since you signed up for the webinar, you might also like this guide. This is it. You may say, oh, we're already doing that. Right. You are doing it. You are doing it. You've already done the move where you're saying, hey, you signed up for this. Now we want to give you this. Now you just need to incorporate it in other places, because this is how what we want to react to now. This is what we like to react to. How about making short 2-minute videos that you then send to people, right? You send them an email and say, so you were reading blah, blah, blah. This 2-minute video explains it better. So you make a series of 2-minute videos, and then based on the pages that people went to on your site, okay, you then have a drip campaign where you send them little video clips specific to those pages that break it down a little bit more. Okay, it's that simple. So this idea of being upfront, being direct, being honest, instead of just using the data that you have on people, okay, you want to tell them. And you could also do this with your dead contacts. We're always trying to wake the dead. How do we get people that haven't opened or clicked in a million years? What can I do to get them back, right? What you want to make sure that you do, if you're going to be taking people off your list, right? Okay, we're removing people that haven't opened or clicked in 6 months, blah, 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 blah. Number one, you want to do a campaign that says, hey, we're taking you off our list in 7 days. And then we're taking you off our list in 3 days. We're taking you off our list tomorrow. If you don't click here, if you don't do this, tell them what's going to happen. I also love these where it's very specific, where you'll get a subject line that says something like, it's been 188 days, dot, dot, dot. And the person opens up and will say, since you did anything, since you clicked on something, subscribed to something, bought something, whatever, and get very specific, not 180 days, like 188 or 97 or whatever. So this idea of being upfront, direct, transparent, honest, that is where it's at. All right, let's get into since you didn't ask. This is the ridiculous portion of this podcast where we just talk about absolute nonsense. So I'm always about what's coming on TV, what's happening on TV. I got to check out everything TV. So here's what's going on. Here's what I got for you. I'm sort of excited, but not fully excited. So coming up April 8th, the Handmaid's Tale is back. So we're going back to Gilead, the whole thing. But here's the problem. Do I care about the Handmaid's Tale anymore? That show was last on almost 4 years ago. I don't care. We cannot have 4-year breaks in between shows. Who cares what happened 4 years ago? So I don't even know if I'm going to watch. Maybe I will. And then the other one that's coming back after 2 years is The Last of Us. I'm mildly interested in that. 2 years is too long again. I figured everyone would be dead by now on that show because of what was going on. So I may check that out. I think so. I don't know. The most bizarre show that I am going to check out, because I have no life, I don't. I watch the worst TV, is Celebrity Big Brother. This is coming back in a few days, Celebrity Big Brother. But I went because I really am a loser. I went and I had to check out who are the celebrities that are going to be in Celebrity Big Brother. And I found out that Mickey Rourke's going to be there. He's the old dude who's in a lot of great movies when I was younger. I cannot believe this guy. He's like a tough guy. I can't believe this dude signed up to be in Celebrity Big Brother. That is so random to me, because he's going to be hanging out with JoJo Siwa. Did I say her name right? I always think I say her name wrong. JoJo, who now, you know, she's all over the place. She was a YouTube star, whatever. But JoJo's going to be hanging out with Mickey Rourke, which is just random. And they have too many other randoms. I don't know who they are. Like this dude, Michael Fabrican. He was in the British Parliament. Who cares about him? And I mean, they're digging up the most random people that are not really famous. So Chesney Hawks, you don't know who that is. Chesney Hawks is this guy who sang, he was a one-hit wonder from the 1990s who sang the song The One and Only, which is a very good song. I like it very much. But that does not mean you should get an invitation to Celebrity Big Brother. What are we doing? I'll tell you what show is great that I'm watching right now on Netflix, which is Million Dollar Secret. I am telling you, this is worth your time. It's this kind of like secretive game show, reality show. I know it sounds terrible. I'm telling you, it's great. And the host of it is this British dude who's in the movie Couples Retreat. And by the way, if you never saw Couples Retreat with Vince Vaughn, has to be one of the all-time funniest movies of all time. Anyway, that's the dude that hosts it. What the show is that you should never watch is the Meghan Markle show. Oh my God, I try to give another one of those episodes a try with love, Meghan. I don't care if you like Meghan Markle or whatever, whatever, but it's ridiculous. She is trying to be like Martha Stewart and she's failing miserably. She made a fruit platter and she made it into a rainbow with bananas and strawberries and whatever. I mean, cool. Everybody does that. I did that when I was five. It's not an accomplishment. Don't watch that show. If you watch that show, unfollow this show, please. I can't have any affiliation with that show. Anyway, I appreciate you being here. Two things. Guru Conference is open. Registration is free. It is virtual. That is the world's largest email marketing event. Of course, we have limited spots. GuruConference.com. Check that out right now. We open up registration and leave this thing review. Follow the show because that's how it circulates. If it doesn't circulate, then I'm a big loser. And I don't want to be a big loser. All right. Appreciate you being here. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.